when you were in school? What you call your other classmates? What they call your other classmates?
Well, we just call each other by the name. Mm-hmm.
But at that time, like pupils or what to call?
Students, if I could do that.
Students.
Mm-hmm. Students, classmates.
But who, in your class, at your school, did they have someone who worked in the office?
Well, yes. They always had a girl working in
the office. And what was she called?
Well, she's called a secretary.
And who was over the school?
The principal was over the school. It was over our schools.
You were born in the United States.
Yes.
So, what would your nationality be then? If you were born in America.
Well, my what'd you say? Call that again.
Your nationality.
Oh, American.
Mm-hmm.
American.
Okay. And let's see, you're an American. What race?
Color. American color race.
Mm-hmm. During the time when you were growing up, did the black people have a lot of trouble with the white people in the South and this land?
No. Well, where I was raised, you know, in town. I wasn't on no farm, nothing like that. A lot of times people on farms would have, you know, trouble some way with them, but we didn't. We didn't have any. My mother was a cook at this hotel, my granddaddy. When I was a kid, all I first I remember, when he first come in with this doctor, you know, I told you that before. And well, he worked with this doctor till the old man died, the old doctor died. Still he worked with his son a while after he died. He hoped him.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, it was a man, the family moved to Atlanta, Georgia, called Kerry McAhaney, and he had a, what you call, livery stable. And he worked, my granddaddy then went to work at that livery stable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the work he did.
But some people did have troubles with,
And they didn't have trouble.
With white people?
Yes, lots of them had trouble with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we're just lucky. We didn't have any trouble. They always was nice to my people.
Mm-hmm.
My granddaddy worked and around until he passed. Till, well, he was disabled to work. He got where he was disabled to work though about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this doctor, where he was raised with, see, they were raised up, boys together.
Mm-hmm.
And so this doctor was just same as a brother to him.
Mm-hmm.
Until his death. He stood right by him. Every time he would get sick, he'd tell my mother, anytime he from get sick or if he get lonesome and won't talk with me, he say, send me word, I'll come out. We didn't have a telephone.
Mm-hmm.
He say, I'll come out and talk with him. And say he'll feel better. And so he would do that. And I have a picture now of him and this doctor together, sitting in a chair with the doctor's arm around him. You know, he was sick, my granddaddy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting there cross-legged with his arms around my granddaddy, just like he might have been a brother. And so we didn't have, they were nice to him until death. And even this other man where he worked for, this at the livery stable, he was nice to me. So we never did have any trouble with no race trouble. Never did. Got along with everybody they worked for.